This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Thank you and welcome everyone. I'd also like to thank John Morris and Jackie Turner along today as well. So they themselves and their families were the founders of Wildlife Habitat, or Rainforest Habitat as it was back then, just over 30 years ago. So after they opened all that time ago, not long after, there was the pilot strike happened. Then other history of the place, in about 2005 is when the Woodward family, as the Capped Group, purchased this place, not too long after the GFC happened. Just over 3 years ago, we embarked on one of the biggest upgrades of the park, spending many millions on the park. Then, of course, the COVID pandemic has hit as well. So luck and timing has not always been great for this place, but we've continued to survive and thrive. So despite these challenges and the many other that the tourism industry has continued to have up here, we have kept going and kept improving. So huge thanks to the team up here that have not only dealt with all the challenges that we've had with COVID, which has been, you know, reduced hours, meanwhile looking after the animals, the maintenance of the park, and doing all these upgrades that we've been doing as well. So the great team up here that we have has given us the confidence as the Captor Group and the Woodward family to keep investing in tourism through these trying times. So our upgrades have been in just over three phases that we've been doing. So the first phase was the predator plank out the back of the, with the crocs there, and then also a nocturnal habitat which opened last year just behind that people can go to as well today. So this was phase two, but it had its challenges. When COVID hit, we still had the opportunity to put a pause on the project and wait back and see what was happening. But we decided as a family to invest in back tourism right now and to keep going and keep a positive news story happening through these trying times, and hope that we can open up and that there will be people to come visit at the other side. And then in a further sign of our confidence in the region, we have the stage three, which is the Croc Arena project, which is actually one that was thought of by our late father, Charles Woodward, some 6 years ago. The project has been reincarnated many times and we've kept improving what the project will be. But we're excited that we'll be able to break ground on that project in the next few months, and they'll be out the back in the Savannah Lands. And that will have the chance for our game visitors to go swimming with a 5 meter saltwater crocodile, of course, behind the safety of a cage. So it's very exciting that we've finally been able to open this project. As a family, we're very, very happy how it's all turned out, and so glad that we have had the confidence to go ahead with the project. Without some government support that we have had on this project, we wouldn't have been able to have the confidence to go ahead. So all up, we've spent well over $2.4 million on these projects, of which we have had federal government support of $900,000. So I would like to thank Warren again for that support.
Warren, he's going to now say a few words.
Isn't it great to be here? This is what an old cane farm looks like. And suddenly there was an idea, a vision, and this is what started. And of course, the baton was handed over many, many years ago to the Woodwards. And of course, Charlie was always one to think outside the square. And I've had a connection here for a long time. I mean, this is, I have to say, one of my favourite places in the world. It's the most magnificent place. As somebody that's always kept birds, Charlie actually came to me and said, I want to put crocodiles here. And then a little after that, Charlie decided he wanted a finch aviary. And he came to me with a list of finches, and you walk through it as you come in through the park, you'll see a whole lot of finches. Now, I don't claim ownership of those because I think there's many, many generations has gone through, but nevertheless, always thinking outside the square and looking to do something else. And of course, when this project came up and I spoke to these guys about it, I was very, very enthusiastic to make sure that we got some support, because what is very, very important is in the tourism industry, as I'm sure you'll appreciate, is continually upgrading and renewal of product. And while this has been an iconic destination, you can always do something a little bit different to make it even better. And what we're standing here is something that is going to be much, much better for the facility. And I'm sure the stage three with the Croc Arena is really something, not so much for the faint-hearted, but nevertheless something, a new experience for those that want to go swimming with salties. But look, I just got to say congratulations to the family, for the Woodward family, for what is an amazing, amazing journey. I mean, I remember them starting off with going to the Orange Blossom Balls in Crandall all those years ago, which is now the Rainforest Station, and that was, I guess, the start of a tourism business which has grown very much significantly into a tourism empire here, one of the major players in the area. Not only that, you go through good times and bad times, hard times. And I know when talking to them, particularly in relation to wildlife parks and the impact that coronavirus has had on them, and being able to get something specific for wildlife parks was great. But even with that, it was only small compared to the contribution that not only this family has made, but to all the workers that are here. I can tell you now that they're putting a lot, their commitment to the animals means they're putting a hell of a lot more time into this than they're ever going to get paid for. It's not over yet. We've still got to wait for some borders to open, but hopefully that will happen sooner rather than later, because make no bones about it, they're lined up in queues south of the borders, ready to come up here. So thanks for having the commitment and the courage to be able to do this, and it's wonderful to see something like this that is really prospering as a family-owned business, Far North Queensland family-owned business, and something we all can be very proud of.
Michael Kerr, Mayor of the Douglas Shire, what do you think of this? It is sensational.
It is an amazing asset for Douglas, it really is. I mean, Habitat has always been an icon as a part of the destination for Port Douglas, but having the added paths that they've put in now, it certainly brings it up to a world-class standard. And once those tourists can get back here, it'll be a fantastic place for them to come and see, and highly recommend. Well, here we are at one of the most difficult times in the world, and it's great to see people have got confidence to invest in this region. And yeah, and that's what it's all about. We keep looking for the future and keeping people that are struggling, that it's going to get better, and these people are putting assets here that once the borders do open and things get back to normal, that, you know, we will have a place to bring the tourists to and things will get good again.
Let's go back to the start. The man who, this was a cane field and property owned by you, John, was it?
Yeah.
So take us back to when it was a cane field.
That goes back to 1970 when we acquired it, and it was a cane field, and only about 5 years prior to that, the owner at that point, an ex-serviceman, got it on one of the grants and cleared the whole thing. And he just about finished doing that, and he had about 5 or 6 years, I think it was, that it was in cane. And he did quite well, and we bought it for, at that point, was seemed to be one of the higher prices in very few cane farms were being sold in those days, a very closed shop. But anyway, we acquired it and ran it for 15 years as a cane farm, along with others that we bought, and then the Queensland Tourist and Travel Corp came along and opened this whole area up as a possible international resort destination. And in that process, we built the Habitat, as it's called in those days, now the Wildlife Habitat, which is just amazing what they've done, and they've carried it onwards and upwards, and I'm so delighted what we see here today.
Well, just looking over that lady, Pip.
Pip.
Pip, sort of with her husband, as I understand, yep. saw Charles. A bit of Charles. Yeah, he saw a vision for this area.
Yeah.
They both did.
Yeah.
They've done an amazing job, and not only that, but they've continued to improve it up until today with this new treetop.
Yeah. And they're going to do more. And they're just an amazing company, young guys running it along with Pip, and I'm delighted to see that what's happening here, but what they're doing in Queensland. I'm glad we're associated with them.
Well, I know anything that improves this area, you're for it, John.
Yes, I certainly am.
All right, let's go over and have a little chat to Pip now. Excuse me, Pip. Paul Macon from Fab FM, the local radio station. Your family, as they said in the speeches, and Warren said it too, just had absolute faith in this place and to continue on, and your late husband Charles. Great confidence in our region, and that is sensational. particularly since we're going through the COVID?
You have to remain positive, otherwise, you know, where do you go? It's one of those things that you just got to grab it and make the best of what we've got ahead of us. And
but you've cared. You've cared about this place.
Well, and that's the family thing. And, you know, we've got a good relationship with our staff who are like family. And I think that's a key. Everything that's happened with COVID has been absolutely requiring so much thought to do the right thing by everybody and stay and remain positive and stay afloat. When it first came, when COVID first started, it was so difficult because things kept changing on a daily basis, and our main struggle was keeping the staff up to date with what was happening. And there were so many questions that they had to ask us, and we were just following every news bulletin that came along to try and update them as fast as we could. I think that's, you know, we've done our very best. We might have missed a few points, but I think we've done the best that we could. I think it shows today we've finished it on time, and the plan was always to finish it before the school holidays, and we've achieved that goal, tick the box, and school holidays start this weekend, so perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Yeah. And we came up here 2 years ago to start Fab FM, the radio station, and probably the first week I visited here, and when I look at what was here then and I look at it now and what is promised for the future, this place is going from strength to strength. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's the boy. I have to give credit to the three boys in the family, that they really do come up with the ideas. They take it. Charlie was they're a chip off the old block because they've got the vision, and you know, they're keen to see it progress. My role here is more of an interfering role.
No, but I think they're happy for you to interfere because you do it in a nice way, I'm told.
Well, mostly, yes. Mostly. Yeah.
Now, you're mentioning Charles, your late husband. What do you think Charles would think about this now?
He would be beaming right now. His famous Charlie Woodward beam would be happening right now. He would be so excited for it. Yeah. This is exactly what he envisioned, and to see it all come to fruition now, he'd be very happy chappy. Yeah.
Well, everybody get down to Wildlife Habitat. We've got the treetop here. You're not afraid of heights?
No, I love them.
So do I. I mean, it's not that high. I mean, it's not like up in Cape Trib or something on one of those things.
It's good. The few steps, you can get your steps up.
Exercise,
yes.
Not that you need exercise. You look very fit.
a little bit, yes.
All right, well, thank you for talking with us, and good luck with further projects here at Wildlife.
Thank you very much. No, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Come on down to the habitat this weekend.
Come on down.